NFL training camps are just getting underway after a tough year or so for the league's image. But teaching kids about exercise, would anyone criticize that? Well, it turns out they would. Since 2007, the NFL has been running a program that encourages kids to exercise for 60 minutes a day. This is what one of their events sounds like. In January, I attended this Play 60 Challenge at the Phoenix Convention Center a couple of days before the Super Bowl. On a full-sized football field, hundreds of kids wiggled, jumped, and ran in place while some NFL players and staff led the routines. We were on the second floor of the building, and I could feel it vibrating. I would have loved this when I was a kid. Anna Isaacson is the vice president of social responsibility for the NFL.
It's not really about playing football necessarily, but it's really about finding what moves you to be physically active. And so if it's bike riding, great. Girls and boys. And if it's football, even better.
The girls and boys in Phoenix were part of a contest that tracked how much they exercised. The NFL held it in schools. The teachers I spoke with were enthusiastic about it and said their students were too. The classes with the best participation rates won a trip to the pre-Super Bowl event.
Can I talk to you guys, ask you a few questions? Okay.
I interviewed almost 20 kids. A lot of them said that they'd done more running and push-ups because of the contest. Travion goes to Bernard Black Elementary School.
And Travion, what did you like about the Play 60 program?
That we get to play games and have fun.
Did you keep track of your 60 minutes while for a month?
Not really.
Not really? Were you getting exercise every day, you think?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to exercise?
Oh, no.
Eunice from Dunbar Elementary enjoyed the event, including a handout from an NFL sponsor.
And what do you think about the exercise program? Did you enjoy doing it?
Yes. My most favorite part was mostly the Skittles. Everybody, I like that part.
Brian Fortune teaches fourth grade at Cactus Wren Elementary in Phoenix. Free candy notwithstanding, Fortune sees anything that gets his students moving as progress.
Most of our kids nowadays are just playing video games all day long. I mean, it's hard to pull them away to do homework and kind of motivate the kids. I had a kid who honestly couldn't fit into his shirt when he got his shirt today, and it was like, oh, man. I mean, they have to get outside and play. And even if it's just for 1 month, I mean, it's going to benefit all the kids.
Josh Golan disagrees.
I mean, if we're telling that kid that he should exercise because the NFL is encouraging him to do so, then we're also telling him that he should go to McDonald's when the NFL does an NFL Happy Meal promotion.
Golan is the executive director of the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood. Earlier this year, he co-authored a report titled Out of Bounds, the NFL's intensive campaign to target children. I spoke to him this week.
The NFL is hosting its websites for Play 60 in the same place where it's hosting all of its video games, where it's hosting its videos, its promotions for its telecasts. If kids are getting involved in Play 60, they may be exercising some, but if they really are into it, they're also getting a lot of sedentary screen time.
All sports leagues try to reach kids, but with concussions and other injury risks in the news, the NFL risks losing young players and fans to other sports. Golan believes that's one reason the NFL is going further than the other leagues by using what marketers call a 360-degree approach.
Online gaming, they're using television, partnerships with nonprofit organizations like the American Heart Association, they're using live events, in-school marketing. Any way that the NFL can reach kids, they are doing it, and all of these ways are reinforcing each other to kind of immerse kids in the brand.
In Phoenix, I asked NFL Vice President of Social Responsibility, Anna Isaacson, about that.
There's obviously a marketing aspect as well. I mean, you guys are interested in grooming the next generation of fans, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, our role in social responsibility is to really make an impact on the community and to use the NFL for good and the platform that we have to give back.
My love of sports as a kid helped me learn about statistics and percentages, made me want to read the paper every morning to see how my teams did. And I probably saw a lot of ads because of that interest, too. But it also got me out of the house. My friends and I spent so much time pretending we were the pro athletes we loved, like Marcus Allen and Don Mattingly. Catching the ball like they did, practicing, winning games like they did. I asked Josh Golan, if kids don't learn to love star players, will they be less inspired to simply play the game?
You know, if you're running around outside pretending to be, for me it was Phil Sims or Lawrence Taylor, the NFL's not profiting off you at that moment. But the NFL is, you know, they don't necessarily want you to do that anymore. They want you buying their video games. They want you buying their merchandise. They want you to buy the products that their players are pitching.
But I'm not sure it's that simple. Without marketing, the big leagues might not get as many new young fans. And without kids hooked on the promise and excitement of professional and elite college sports, amateur and youth leagues might shrink. For a lot of us watching, playing and consuming sports are all intertwined, but it's worth thinking about the connections.